This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
If you somehow got through this past election cycle without being spammed by either of the presidential campaigns looking for money, you are in the overwhelming minority, especially Democrats, because the Obama campaign had email fundraising down to an exact science. Joshua Green writes about it in Bloomberg Business Week today. Josh, welcome to the program.
Great to be with you.
So annoying as these emails were, they work, man.
Amazingly, yeah, they did. And I think one of the kind of underappreciated stories of the campaign is that all the attention went into super PACs and how much money they were raising.
Yeah.
But the Obama campaign raised 10 times more than online than the biggest liberal super PAC did. And most of that money came in through these weird fundraising emails.
So what's the secret sauce? How'd they do it?
The secret sauce is testing and testing and testing until you find out what works.
Hmm.
They not only had a team of 20 people writing these emails.
Wow.
But they also had this vast analytics department that would study, you know, which subject lines works best. They basically did everything up to or sort of stopped just short of those internet ads where you click on the flashing monkey, that sort of thing, and optimized it to get people to give money.
What was the best subject line? Because that's the key, right? That's the thing that's going to make you open it up.
That is, yeah. And oddly enough, the best subject line over the course of the campaign was, hey. Just hey, nothing else. And there are plenty of weirder ones that work too. But you know, we all remember sort of the freaky one, like, what are you doing right now? You know, can I tell you something private? And all these sorts of things that became this kind of internet meme.
Yeah, and creepy too.
And creepy, yeah. But basically what they found was that casual, almost over-familiar tone was the most effective. And also, this sort of amused me, that mild profanity was also effective in getting people. Yeah, there were a few emails to the extent of, you know, hell yeah, I like Obamacare,
wow,
that would kind of, you know, be rousing and sort of blue, and they worked.
Do these people know that they're basically spammers? I mean, they get that, right?
They do. The other thing that surprised me in the reporting for this piece was, I don't know about you, I stuck with the Obama email list for about 2 days, and then I was like, yeah, I've had enough, I'm out.
Yeah,
I can't stand
this.
I can't stand this. We're tough. Well, apparently I was in the minority, because in all these tests, what they found was there was basically no level of email spam you could direct at most people that would cause them to unsubscribe.
What about the GOP? I mean, do you suppose the Romney campaign was doing, they must have been doing the similar thing.
I don't think that they were. If you look at the tech outfits of the two campaigns, the Obama team was at least a generation more advanced than Republicans and Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney also sent a lot of fundraising emails, but they tended to be the standard, you know, please help Mitt, that sort of thing. There didn't seem to be a lot of artistry to it. But one of the reasons this did succeed, and this is really a bigger story of the Obama campaign, was that unlike Romney and previous campaigns who tend to go and hire outside vendors who do these for politicians and political campaigns, the Obama team built this all in-house with a lot of very smart entrepreneurs and tech guys from Chicago, from Silicon Valley, and kind of built this machine that not only turned out the vote, but as we see in this piece, raised hundreds of millions of dollars through email.
Yeah, it's all big data, baby, right?
That's what works in politics, and I think in business too these days.
Joshua Green is a national correspondent for Bloomberg Business Week. He covers politics, as you might have gathered. Josh, thanks a lot.
My pleasure. Good to be with you.